KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
That it is transformative. And that word transformative means changing. God has a way of changing our situation, has a way of changing our personality, has a way of changing our life, has a way of changing who we used to be. The Lord has transformative power, changing us into a new creation in Christ Jesus. When we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and clean us from all unrighteousness. That's transforming power that the Lord God has for each and every one of us, and He will not remember your stuff. Transformative power. Joseph learned to let go of the things of his past. But they did this to me, sold me into slavery. Potiphar's wife lied on me. I was put in prison. And even the baker and the butler, one of them just forgot about me. But God was in the transformative power of a life of a man whom He was about to use. And God can use us. Sometimes He has to break us in order to make us. My brothers and sisters, there are some things in life that we need to let go. And until we let go of the past, we will never enjoy the future. Jesus was the only man who did not have a past. There was nothing in his life he, Jesus, had to let go. He came into a world in which He created, and He accepted our sins upon Himself so that we could be accepted by the Father. My brothers and sisters, as believers, we need to start making plans for our eternal future. We need to start striving as believers to do what the Lord has called us to do. And Paul, knowing this, said, I, personal pronoun, press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. What is this mark? The mark is perfection. The way I am not perfect. But one day we shall be like Him in holiness and righteousness, perfected to do what He has anointed and appointed us to do and call. Jesus came into this world and lived a perfect life. Be just like Him. He came and was obedient to the Father's will. We came into this life and we were disobedient to the Father's will. And yet the Father loved us so much, for God so loved the world that He sent His Son so that we can have eternal life. That's the God that we serve. The mark of perfection. Isaiah 53:4. Say, surely He had borne our grief and carried our sorrow. Yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But as a conjunction, He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon Him, and with His stripe we are. Anybody healed today? I was once lost, but now I'm found. I was once blind, but now I see. I was healed of all past transgression. Started a new path of righteousness for the Lord. Am I perfect? No. Are you perfect? No. But we're all striving for perfection because one day we will be just like him. Jesus understood and identified what we call as Christians are facing the things in life. He identified with us because he understands what we are going through so that one day when we stand before him as believers, not because of judgment, we'll stand before him to receive rewards. Them other folks will stand before the great white throne in judgment. For Jesus, my brothers and sisters, was divinity as well as humanity. On earth, Jesus was 100% God and 100% man. They call that hypostatic union. That's a fancy word. I'm going to explain it to you. And that's two distinct and complete natures, divine and human, united in one. He was God. He was man. He was the God-man. He was God manifested in flesh. For in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were created by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and he was the light of the world, for light shined in darkness, and darkness can't comprehend what Jesus has to offer. 100% hypostatic union, the God-man. Jesus understands what we are facing in life, in his humanities. And here's why. Jesus was hungry, and he ate with his disciples. He wept for the condition of the city and the sins of the world. He cried over the death of Lazarus. This was Jesus identifying with us so that one day when we get there and say, you don't know my story, he said, I lived in your story. I know what you went through. I saw the things that happened. I experienced all the stuff that you were experiencing, and I was completely faithful to my Father, and I was setting the example for you to live like me. Even in your infirmities, I was making a plan for you. I was providing for you, my brothers and sisters. Then Paul went on to say, I am pressing towards the goal, the mark. I'm pressing towards the goal that the Lord has already set for me. That baffles me. Before I even got here, the Lord had set a goal in my life. He had already set some foundation for me. He knew what I would preach. He knew what I would say. He knew how I would live. He knew the adversity that I would go through in life. He knew the successes. He knew the failure. But he said, I need you to keep pressing towards the goal because you don't know what the end will be like. But one day we shall all see what's in store. And Paul kept his mind on growing and developing. And when you are a believer, we have to keep our mind on growing as well as developing. Don't let the enemy stop you from developing. Are we as believers growing? Growing up. Growing is our mind developing away, focusing on the mission that Paul knew he had and focusing on the mission that God has given all of us. It's more than just sitting in the pew. It's about discipleship. Going out into the streets, picking up trash, and going out witnessing to your neighbors in the store, going out when somebody say they're hungry, and you give them a dollar or two, you never know who you're talking to. But when you do what Christ has done, when I was hungry, you fed me not. When I was hungry, did you give me bread, or did you help me? When I was thirsty, did you give me something to drink, or did you walk by me? When we know we're doing what's right, then we're doing what Christ did, feeding the hungry. Antioch, are we growing through our mission? Paul was pressing toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And my brothers and sisters, do you want a prize? It's a simple question. Do you want your prize? Not mama's, not sister's, not husband, not wife, not your children, but your prize. For there is a reward when we get to the finish line. And I know I'm over 75, and I know there's more years behind me than there's more years ahead of me. But I'm looking for the reward when we get to the finish line. Jesus said, I will reward them when I return. Because one day when the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise. He said, I will reward you for the things you've done. There will be no mistake this time when the King of Glory shall appear in the air and take believers to heaven. And some of us will get a medal of honor, a medal of honor of valor. And some will get a purple heart because you got hit in the line of fire. I've been hit in the line of fire. Some of us will get a silver medal because you have gallantry. But whatever the reward is, we will all wear a crown. You mischief shall. We will all wear a crown. We will all wear a crown. The Lord is telling us to press on, let loose, and let God have his way in our lives. For we are to let go of stuff that will so easily beset us. And then start looking to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. Endured the cross. Endured the cross. Despised the shame. And is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. He did it all. All to him we owe. Sin left a crimson stain. But he, Jesus, the Lamb of God, the lily of the valley, the bright morning star. He, Jesus, your water when you're thirsty, your food when you're hungry, your champion of champions, your King of kings, your Lord of lords. He, Jesus, paid it all. And all we have to do is press on and let go of the past. As a close, somebody is holding on to a burden. And the Lord is saying, let it go. Somebody had a heart broken. The Lord is saying, let it go. Somebody got an addiction. And the Lord is saying, let it go. As we as believers keep pressing on, we will see what the end will be. This is why we are to keep pressing on. The doors of the church open. As we extend the invitation to Christian discipleship, maybe you came in this morning.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
All right, it's time for us to celebrate birthdays on this Memorial Day weekend Friday. It's the 22nd of May, and these are the people who are celebrating. Before we get to them, though, let's celebrate National Boss Babe Day. If you are a lady, a young lady, a more seasoned lady, and you're somebody's boss, y'all make some noise out there. It's National Boss